Sports. 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 Sports news. Sports stories. And if we have time, even sports opinions. It's the Sports Dump with Will Canale.
That's right. It's the Sports Dump, and I'm your host, Joe Canale. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Sports Dump. All the news in sports that it takes to take in one sitting. That is a work in progress, folks. I'll tell you what, we are not sold on that intro line. But that's okay. We'll keep working it. Because all that's important is that we're going to give you all the sports information you need. And in this instance, for the whole weekend. So we're going to do a little bit of preview. Usually when these are earlier in the day, which hasn't happened yet. We give the scores from last night, but today I'll give you the matchups for today, Friday, June 2nd, and we'll preview the weekend a little bit and the sports that are coming up ahead. So in baseball, there's already one final score today. The Chicago Cubs finally won, beating the St. Louis Cardinals 3-2, snapping a six-game losing streak for the Cardinals, for the Cubs, rather. And I think we can all agree that whenever the Cardinals lose, that's a good thing for everybody. The fans in St. Louis, I'll just give a little editorializing, are hardcore and very good, but they are not the best fans in baseball because the amount of swastikas pictures that I've seen from Cardinal fans at games is slightly alarming. Not to say that those swastikas are not at other parks as well, but they're usually more covered up. And Cardinals fans claim to be the best fans in baseball, and they're just not. So that's all there is to that. They are a good organization that wins a lot. So if you're a Cardinals fan offended by what I said, just remember I still think your team is good pretty often. Now on to the matchups for the weekend, the games that have yet to be played today, Friday. Boston is in Baltimore in a game I hope both teams lose. San Francisco is playing at Philadelphia in a game no one wants to watch. The Yankees are in Toronto. Chicago White Sox in Detroit. Atlanta Braves playing in Cincinnati. Pittsburgh Pirates at the New York Mets and their new mascot who will not flip off the fans, hopefully. Although, I mean, come on, it's New York. Who cares? The Arizona Diamondbacks against the Miami Marlins in a matchup of recent expansion teams that have won more World Series than the Texas Rangers or the Houston Astros. The Los Angeles Dodgers head to Milwaukee. Oh, the Houston Astros are playing the Texas Rangers. There you go. Cleveland, what are they? The Indians, yes. The Native Americans playing the Kansas City, I was going to say Chiefs, but it's the Royals. The Washington Nationals play the Oakland A's. The Minnesota Twins play the Los Angeles Angels as Albert Pujols continues in his quest for 600 home runs. The Tampa Bay Rays play against the Seattle Mariners and the Colorado Rockies are in lovely San Diego to play the shitty San Diego Padres. Those are your weekend matchups. Those teams will be playing each other in the sport of baseball. Moving on to some sports that are more interesting, which is most sports. We'll go on to the NBA, and finally, Game 1 was played last night as the Cleveland Cavaliers kept it close for 1.5 quarters before the Golden State Warriors just blew them away. You know what? I'm not even going to give you the score because who gives a crap? They won like 113 to, let's say, 96. That may not be right. But the one statistic that is most important is that the Golden State Warriors only had 4 turnovers. And we throw the ball like the Harlem Globetrotters, like Golden State does, and you only have 4 turnovers? That's pretty amazing. I'm sure the Harlem Globetrotters have more than 4 turnovers every single game. And they play that way. So that's your analysis. I guess we could get into it a little more, but I'll tell you, my prediction is that this series is over. I know you've already, if you've been listening, heard me say that quite a bit. But I kind of feel a sweep coming here. I feel like Golden State is clearly the better team. Although LeBron is still, I think, the best player, I think Golden State has enough good players to overcome that. And I'm calling the sweep right now. I could be wrong. But we won't know until Sunday. So after waiting like 8 or 9 days for the first game, they make us wait another 3 days for the second game. So even if it is a 4-game sweep, it won't be over till probably the middle of July. So keep rooting for basketball until then. The NHL is still playing, believe it or not. They have game 3 of the Penguins Predators series tomorrow in Nashville in what I am also predicting as a sweep. There's not much more to say about that. I mean, if you want more hockey information than I just gave you, then you already know more than I do about hockey, and just listen to yourself. Our final story, and this may be a short episode, so I hope you had a lot of fiber while you were before you were listening to this to quicken things up. Kansas State, this is a story about college football. In the past, couple of days, a player from Kansas State University, a football player by the name of Sutton. His first name is, let me find his first name for you, Corey Sutton, wanted to transfer from Kansas State. This is a football player on scholarship, and he asked for his release from his scholarship and listed 35 schools that he might like to transfer to, none of which are playing Kansas State anytime in the near future. So he would not be playing against his former team. Still, the coach, Bill Snyder, who's one of the old guy, kind of nice guy coaches left in college football, refused to let this kid leave the school and release him from his scholarship. Now, the kid could leave, but he could not get a scholarship at another school unless the coach relented, which he would not do. And when further pressed about it at a speaking engagement, the good old guy Bill Snyder, family man, great coach, everyone's a family at Kansas State, he announced to the boosters there that this student had failed two drug tests, and so that kid owed the school for keeping him on and keeping him on scholarship, and that's why he wouldn't release him. Now, there's some dispute over whether or not that's true, first of all, and this is all done before the news had gotten out. Then the wide receiver, Corey Sutton, went on a radio station and told his story, and then other people found out about it. And lo and behold, today, Kansas State released him from his scholarship, and he can go to any of the schools he applied to. Now, that's great for Kansas State, for finally doing the right thing. But the important point here is that had the public not found out about this situation and Corey Sutton and his scholarship, then Kansas State would have continued to not allow him to leave the school, which is obviously unfair behavior. So only after they found out did they do the right thing. And I think that is prevalent in our society, both in sports and stuff like that, and in the greater kind of world out there. And I don't think that's a good sign that people only do the right thing when they are forced to because people found out they are doing the wrong thing. I think that's a type of behavior we should try to curb a little bit. But that's just my opinion. If you disagree, feel free to let me know on the Twitter page, the Sports Dump Show. Also, there is a Facebook page, Sports Dump Show. And the Sports Dump is a subsidiary of the Sports Widow podcast, which comes out every Monday. And that is also to be found on iTunes. Or you can talk to us on Twitter or on Facebook. It's we're everywhere. We're everywhere out there. So that's it. Have a great weekend, folks. Again, sporting events to look for are the NHL Game 3 tomorrow and the NBA Game 2 Sunday. And, of course, your typical baseball and golf and other sports that you can take a nap to, which is always important on a weekend. So I would advise that if you have an opportunity. And, as always, we will be working on outro music. But until then, ba 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 da da ba 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 Sports Dump. Ooh, that might be a good idea.